From the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury, this is the Eye on the Sky Farm and Garden Forecast. And this is the first Farm and Garden Forecast for the season. We'll continue that right on into the fall. The idea at this time of year, of course, trying to just get things ready. And so we'll be focusing on temperatures in terms of the frost in the early part of the season, but also moisture and rainfall in terms of being able to work the soil. The sunrise this morning was at 6:07. It will set at 7:35 this evening. Length of the day, 13 hours and 28 minutes. There will be some periods of morning sun, then more afternoon clouds and scattered showers, maybe a rumble of thunder, more numerous from the Green Mountains east, spotty through New York. Highs in the 50s, a few warmer valleys south will reach the low 60s. The rainfall today will cover 40% of the south, 70% of the north, especially from the Green Mountains east, and about 50% of the Adirondacks. Amounts generally less than a tenth of an inch in the valleys, up to a quarter of an inch over the higher terrain. Then snow and rain showers tonight and on through tomorrow night, covering 30% of the southern valleys, less than a tenth of an inch, but 80% of the northern mountains, where a half an inch to three quarters of an inch of melted precipitation in the form of several inches of snow. Drier weather returns on Thursday and Friday, with a few showers late in the day Friday and a better chance of showers Friday night and Saturday. Drying conditions today will generally be fair to good this morning with the periods of sun, then fair to poor this afternoon with the scattered showers. Relative humidity is around 50%. You can look for fair drying in southern valleys tomorrow, but fair to poor across the higher terrain and much of the north tomorrow with scattered snow and rain showers. Minimum relative humidity is near 65%, fair to good drying on Thursday and Friday, and then another round of some showers on Saturday. Temperatures should remain above freezing through tonight, but temperatures will fall to near or below freezing over the higher terrain by Wednesday night, and it looks like scattered to widespread frost and freezing temperatures for Thursday night. I'm meteorologist Mark Breen with an Eye on the Sky.